national attention has been intently focused on asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island, with our politicians unable to agree yet on how to remove at-risk children to safety. But as that plays out, there is a mother and her child living in a closed immigration centre in Australia who are also showing signs of mental stress. A seven-month-old baby is being raised in detention while her Vietnamese mother awaits the outcome of her case. Now, a human rights lawyer is taking the case to a United Nations body that considers claims on arbitrary detention. Connie Agius has our report.
Hello.
29-year-old Huyen from Vietnam is in the Melbourne Immigration Complex, where she's living with her seven-month-old baby.
I don't have anyone spot me in here.
Huyen says her husband is living in the community on a 457 visa, so the family is separated. She's been raising their child alone and in detention.
I'm very stressed, a lot. I don't know, sometimes I won't.
A medical report seen by PM says Huyen has depression, suicidal thoughts, and her condition is exacerbated by the anxiety caused by her detention.
And the mental health say, Maybe I need to bring a tablet to helping my mentor to stress for me a lot.
The report also says her seven-month-old baby is showing signs of anxiety and stress and warns ongoing detention could have long-lasting developmental effects on the child. Human rights lawyer Alison Batterson is the Principal Director of Human Rights for All.
It's particularly worrying that we have a seven-month-year-old child in detention who has been assessed by mental health experts as already suffering negative mental health consequences to do with attachment and other developmental issues. Obviously, the mother, Huyen, she's suffering mentally, but you know that's increasingly coming across, I think, physically.
A spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs says the mother and child aren't being detained, but rather housed in an alternative place of detention, or APOD. It said APODs are used to facilitate the administrative detention of an unlawful non-citizen. But lawyer Alison Batterson insists the mother and child are being detained because the APOD is located within the immigration complex, that they are under guard and not free to come and go. She's taken the case to the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention.
They look at detention cases around the world, and that's a body that I've used on a number of occasions to highlight arbitrary detention in Australia. Well, in my mind, it's very clear that having a seven-month-old baby and a mother who's attempting to breastfeed, that these people should not be in detention. And the UN are so concerned about Australia's detention centre policies and practices and that we're going backwards.
Alison Batterson admits Huyen once absconded from community detention and there was an attempt earlier this year to deport Huyen, but it was aborted due to concerns for her health. She says no one knows what will happen next.
Huyen finds herself in a position that many asylum seekers in our Australian onshore detention network find themselves in which the legal processes in Australia have either been exhausted or they're drying up. They are threatened with deportation. So she hasn't been told if she will get a visa or not. And in fact, she is periodically told that she is due for deportation. So that results in very high levels of stress and anxiety, which isn't beneficial for anyone.
The Australian Human Rights Commission says it doesn't comment on individual cases, but the National Children's Commissioner, Megan Mitchell, says most families and children in Australia now live in community detention.
There are very few children in closed detention in Australia. I'm also concerned that families can be kept together wherever possible. That's really essential for children, including when they're getting treatment for medical issues.
The Department of Home Affairs says it offers a range of care, welfare and support arrangements that are in place to provide for the needs of children and young people. And service providers give age-appropriate health, education, recreational and cultural services. It says the Australian government's position is that the immigration detention on the basis that an individual is an unlawful non-citizen is neither unlawful nor arbitrary under international law.
Connie Agius with that report.